Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're bringing you ongoing coverage about tornado that touched down in the city of Sioux Falls throughout In the Moment today. The newscast is coming up at the top of the hour. During hour two, we'll have updates from the American Red Cross and the work that's going on to help people in need. Before we get there, let's talk about an upcoming South Dakota Farm and Ranch Stress Summit, because the pressures on ag workers continue to rise as these weather events move through. Joining us today, we have Krista Ehlert talking about the South Dakota Farm and Ranch Stress Summit. Krista, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me on.
Before we get into sort of the details of this, let's give an overview for who this summit is for. How are people interacting with it?
So we're hosting the South Dakota Farm and Ranch Stress Summit coming up sort of near the end of September, because I was on your show, I think that it was back in April when we started doing the farm stress workshops as part of our SDSU extension efforts. And those workshops have really led to this summit happening, in that, you know, not only has this been sort of a crisis within the agricultural community leading up to today, but then we also have just that compounding factors of the weather events that we've had this year. You know, like you just mentioned, Sioux Falls just had that tornado, and we're also seeing an increase in suicides within South Dakota. And because it's such a rural state, that's something that we're really hoping we can get both the ag community and the counseling community to come together to learn how to interact better with each other, and we're hoping that that will happen at the Farm and Ranch Stress Summit. So,
and yesterday we talked, Krista, about how the numbers for farmers and people working in agriculture, the suicide numbers are higher than that among military veterans, which I think would be a surprise to a lot of people. It's a serious topic. As you do these workshops, as you have done these workshops, and as you said, you've talked with us about it before, are you finding an increased willingness in people to talk in rural South Dakota about some of the stresses and some of the troubles that they're having?
I think there is, I don't want to say like an increased acceptance of talking about mental health within the agriculture community, but I think that we're headed there. And I also think that a lot of things are coming to a head, in that, like I mentioned, we have all these factors that are just kind of piling on top of each other. And then we also at the same time are having these transitions happen on our farms and ranches within South Dakota, where the parents, their generation, they were around for the farm crisis of the 80s. And some of those parents are still carrying debt that they restructured from the 80s. And you're talking about people who have massive amounts of debt, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're trying to handle that at the same time that they want to pass on their place, their operation, to the next generation, their sons and daughters. And how do you do that and have those conversations about that debt, what it means for the family, and ultimately what it means for the operation that is really the lifeblood of that family? So I think because of all of that, and we're seeing a lot more of those transitions happening or wanting to happen, I think that's why people are starting to realize that, hey, this is really important that, you know, we check in on people and see how they're doing and start to, you know, hopefully have those conversations that can have a positive impact.
One of the challenges also seems to be that for some of these problems, they can, you know, there can be pockets of, because the weather is hitting a certain part of the state particularly hard, or because of, you know, an increase in tariffs on soybeans, and then all, you know, the soybean farmers who are all in your circle are having the same problem, there can be a tendency for people not to say anything because somebody else has it worse. There's power in opening up about all the feelings, right?
There most certainly is, and I couldn't agree more. And one of my colleagues, Dr. Andrea Bjornstad, she is our state extension mental health specialist with South Dakota State University. And she, with another colleague, It was kind of eye-opening in that they did surveys of about 600 farmers and ranchers from our state in South Dakota, Kansas, Missouri, as well as Michigan. And the participants, so those actual farmers and ranchers, Lori, were asked to sort of rank what their biggest stressors were. And the highest, most ranked thing was the market prices for crops and livestock. And the second highest stressor was the weather. And the third highest was healthcare costs. And pretty much all of those, they don't have control over.
Right.
And I think that's hard for people who, you know, are used to, you know, managing their place and their crop and their livestock. Like, they have control over those things, right? But the biggest things that ultimately have kind of the largest influence on whether they have a successful year or not are those market prices. It is the weather, and healthcare costs for a lot of these families are pretty sky high because, you know, they either don't have healthcare coverage or, you know, what they do have comes from a town job that the wife or someone else in the family has. And so, you know, it's compiling all of these stressors and kind of figuring out what they actually have control over. And so that is also what we're trying to do at the Farm and Ranch Stress Summit, is to have these conversations to get people talking, like you said, more openly about their feelings, and that you can be in a large group of people and you're all feeling the same thing, but it takes, you know, someone brave to speak up and be like, hey, this is how I feel. And then around the room, you get these nods of like, oh my gosh, I've been experiencing that same thing or that same feeling or that same thought for, you know, months. And I mean, could you imagine having that experience and then realizing that you're not alone, right?
Right.
You're not in isolation. You might be geographically isolated from your neighbor, but there are tools out there and support groups and counselors who want to help and who can help you work through those feelings and figure out ways to make you feel like you are in control of how you react to, you know, those market prices and the weather and the family stressors that come with farming and ranching.
Talk to us about chronic stress, because you think of that big event, that large weather event. But a lot of what you're sort of laying out as farmers and producers list, what are the things that are stressful to them? These are ongoing mm-hmm. things that takes a sort of a chronic toll.
They do take a chronic toll. And so chronic stress is something that, you know, lasts. It's kind of the same as like feeling anxious or depressed, right? Someone can, you know, in the day or in the moment say, I'm anxious. And, you know, you kind of have like heart palpitations and you always feel nervous or not confident, let's say. Well, if those feelings last for more than 2 weeks, mm-hmm. that is, then you are anxious or you are depressed or you have chronic stress. And that's when it's time to sort of evaluate what's going on, what you have control over, what you don't, and also to consider when and how you should get help. Because, for example, I did an interview a couple of weeks ago, and the person asked me, well, you know, what is the state range specialist? You know, why are you involved in this mental health stuff? And I mean, quite frankly, if we don't have farmers and ranchers on the ground who are functioning, you know, at capacity, both in terms of their production and, excuse me, more importantly, in terms of their mental health, we're not going to have farmers and ranchers on the ground in South Dakota,
right,
who are providing all of that ag economic value to our state. And that's going to have large repercussions for all of us. And quite frankly, that's going to affect our jobs and other economic factors in our state. So, I think it's important that people realize that it's not an isolated thing in terms of the stressors that South Dakota ag is feeling, and it's nationwide, and trade wars and weather and things that people have no control over don't help, but having those conversations and getting, like I said, both ag people and counselors on the same page and working together to ultimately have a larger impact together so that we can have resilient minds on the ground in our farmers and ranchers. And that's going to translate into resilient farms and ranches too.
I think that word together is so important here. The South Dakota mm-hmm. Farm and Ranch Stress Summit is, again, if you missed this earlier, Monday, September 23rd through Wednesday, the 25th. It's a partnership between SDSU Extension with the South Dakota Counselors Association, a three-day summit, and it's at Arrowwood, Cedar Shore Resort and Conference Center in Oklahoma. And I'm wondering about, from the counseling perspective in our remaining minutes, we can maybe focus on that partnership with the South Dakota Counselors Association. What do you anticipate the offering for people from that community to sort of get the training that they need to work with farmers?
So for the counselors, we are offering contact hours as part of the summit. And we're really hoping that they come to the table because, you know, South Dakota is a large ag state. However, some of these counselors, they're not from an agricultural background.
Right.
So some of the tools and techniques and suggestions that they would typically make, you know, maybe like you should be in therapy 2 times a week at 10 a.m. every Tuesday and Thursday, that does not work for farmers and ranchers, especially if something, you know, kind of crazy is going on with the weather. Their whole day is flexible and changes to things. And so we need to get counselors to kind of understand where farmers and ranchers are, to meet them where they're at, to get them to sort of start having these conversations and ultimately get the help that they need that fits in with their lifestyle, because they're not the typical civilian coming in off the street for help. You know, they have complex lives, as does everyone, but theirs are a lot more variable. So getting people to understand that. And Lori, I would just add that at the summit, our keynote is going to be Dr. Mike Rossman. And he has a pretty unique story in that he grew up in Iowa on his family farm, left, and then during the 80s ag crisis, he's also a trained psychologist. He returned home to Iowa because he felt no one was really helping producers. And so since then, he's really dedicated his life and his profession to working with farmers and ranchers and investigating how we can help them through that chronic agricultural stress. So he'll be our keynote on that Monday, the 23rd.
Krista Ehlert, we really appreciate the time you've given us in the past and today, and moving forward into the future, hope we can talk about this topic so much more. Even when we sometimes stumble through, you know, how do we talk about this? That's what people are feeling in their own homes. And the answer is do what we're doing. Just try. Ask those questions and show up, and you'd be surprised at how quickly you can gain knowledge. Hey, thanks, Krista. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.